ध्यानं जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः There was any class on this subject? You did? Can you say that really Prahlad is superior to Shankar? Or is there anything behind it? Shankar told that Prahlad is superior to me. I am not a pure devotee of Krishna. So Prahlad is more superior than me. So here Mahadev told truly, something is there. You can come and speak. Have you told this thing?
No, I was just reviewing some points about, mostly about Lord Brahma and Narada, their conversation.
Oh. Now you should speak. I'll have to go to take rest some. I only came here to meet all devotees. If you have any question, you can go after this. Tomorrow, there is a very sacred day. So, the disappearance day of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also of Gadadhar Pandit. So the devotees should be ready for. I can tell anyone to speak about both of them. And after that, day after tomorrow, there is a date of Jagannath Dev, Gundita Mandir Majime, the clearance of the temple of Gundisha, where Krishna will go with Subhadra and Baldev in chariot. And after that day, chariot festival in Puri and everywhere. So very sacred days are coming. I wanted to be at that time in India, but I am here. I wanted to at that time in Jagannath Puri, where all devotees will be there. So quickly you should.
Srila Gurudev has requested me to explain something about why, first of all, is Prahlad superior than Shiva? According to Shiva's own statement, he is saying that Prahlad is superior. So, is he actually superior? Or does Shiva have some hidden motive in presenting it in this way? So, before attempting to say anything, I just want to say that actually I'm not fit to try to explain this. I cannot answer this question. So this is just a trick of Srila Gurudev to make me come up here and expose that I'm a fool before everyone. And in this way he can correct me and give the proper siddhanta. So in order to be an instrument in carrying out this lila, I will show myself to be a fool. So in our class before Srila Gurudev arrived, we were discussing some of the significance of even each and every word of Sanatana Goswami's book. Even the names of the chapters have great significance. First chapter, Bhoma. What is the conception of devotion, or what is the conception of one who has the Lord's mercy in the earthly realm? Then Divya, what is the conception of those who have the mercy in the celestial realm of the heavenly planet? And then the next, Pravanchatit. So Pravanchatit means beyond the covering of the universe. And this is this discussion between Lord Shiva and Narada Muni comprises the entire chapter, Prapanchatit. So we are discussing that, first of all, Bhom refers to the conception of having the Lord's mercy on this realm. Mostly, they are desiring material enjoyment, and they are desiring superior material enjoyment. They want to have the position of the devatas. They want to have a lifespan like them, they want to have power like them, and so on and so forth, material opulence like them. If they could have that, they would think that they have the Lord's mercy. This is the conception of bhakti within the earthly realm. And Divya, within the celestial realm, they have so many powers, but still they're desiring more. In the case of Indra, he was desiring to have more powers. So up to, just up to the position of Brahma, this is the covering of karma. That we have to understand all of these distinctions in terms of anyavilashatashunyam yanakarma vyanavetam anabhulena krishna anumshivam bhakti rutama. So what Sanatana Goswami is explaining in the first two chapters are what is the covering of karma. And that covering of karma is the desire for mukti, the desire for material enjoyment, to have greater opulence. And also one will do some service for the Lord, but service to enjoy that opulence. And then we were just reading how Lord Brahma, he says that...
What is, again clear, what is the covering of karma to bhakti?
In the verse which we were discussing the other night, Rupa Goswami's verse, there Rupa Goswami specifically analyzes what is the covering of karma. And he says that to perform like duties in Varnashram, which are also related to Krishna, they're performed or offered to Krishna, like for example the Shraddha ceremony, that after the father or parents are passed away, one performs some ceremony for the benefit of the deceased relatives. So there are many types of duties like this in Karma Kanda. So if one performs those ceremonies thinking that if I don't do this, it will be very detrimental for me, it will be detrimental for my bhakti. And conversely, if I do this, it will be very beneficial for my bhakti. So one who has this type of mentality, this is the covering of karma and bhakti. And one is desiring, one is not worshipping the Lord for the Lord's pleasure. One is worshipping the Lord so that I may be pleased, and so that I may enjoy material opulence. So this covering is there within this earthly plane and extending up to the celestial planets, the heavenly planets, and right up to the position of Lord Brahma. That is, you can't get a position of greater opulence or power in the material universe beyond that. He has the longest lifespan, he has the greatest opulence. So he has nothing more to aspire for within the material world, and he's not worshipping the Lord like Indra or those below him in order to get mukti. He's saying that I am so disturbed by the all the heavy responsibilities of administrating the universe and also by the fear of Mahakal, that actually I'm simply desiring mukti. and I'm worshipping the Lord for this purpose. So here comes the covering of jnana, that one is desiring liberation or freedom from the miseries of material existence. And when we come to the position of pravantatit, the first position beyond the covering of the universe, is this muktidham. And the upper side of that is shivalok. So in muktidham there is, one attains impersonal liberation, merging into the Lord's effulgence, or merging into the bodily rays of the Lord. And the upper side of that is shivalok, where the mukta purushas reside, liberated souls reside. So although they are liberated souls, they are beyond the covering of the universe, but they don't have any developed sense of service to the Lord. So though he himself is a great devotee of the Lord, but those who are residing in his realm, the liberated souls, they have taken shelter of him because, as was said by Narada and also by Brahma, that he can award mukti, he can award liberation. So he can give them residence on his abode, but they don't really have a very developed sense of service to the Lord there. So Lord Shiva, he wants to, before he pointed out Prahlad, he said that if you really want to know those who have the Lord's mercy, it is the devotees in Vaikuntha. Why? Because they are doing so much service for the Lord, and they don't desire anything. They don't desire any of the pleasures of this world. So he went on glorifying the residents of Vaikuntha for quite some length, and then Parvati cut in at a certain point and said, well, what about Lakshmi? You know, you're glorifying so much the residents of Vaikuntha, but you haven't said anything about Lakshmi, and she is the most dear to the Lord. She wanted to glorify Lakshmi because she is her sakhi, she is her intimate friend. So, Lord, after hearing all this, Narada was ready. He was just ready. He was so excited. He was just ready to take off and go to Vaikuntha. And at that point, Narada, he actually physically grabbed him to wait, don't go yet. He said, I have a secret to tell you. And then he whispered in the ears of Narada and began to glorify Prahlad. And the reason why he was glorifying Prahlad was because if he openly said in front of Parvati that Prahlad was greater than Lakshmi, then Parvati, she wouldn't have been able to tolerate this, because Lakshmi was her sakhi, she was her friend. And so he was speaking this in private, and he went on glorifying Prahlad, how he is such a great devotee, how even at the time of Narasimha's appearance, even Lakshmi herself, she was afraid to go before Narasimha. All the devatas, they were all afraid, no one could pacify Narasimha, but Prahlad was able to. So he was saying that it was, everyone saw at that time that Prahlad, although he was a, they call him a, like a Navabhakta. Oh, he's just a new Bhakta. Who's this new Bhakta? But he was able to go and pacify the Lord. So it seems that he, his position was superior. But how can Prahlad be superior to Lakshmi, who is the eternal consort of the Lord? And the question is coming now, how can Prahlad be superior to Shiva? And why did Narada send Prahlad to, why did he send Narada to Prahlad rather than to Vaikuntha? So, as far as I understand, that his whole point in developing all this Siddhanta is to teach us what is the ultimate sadhya, what is the ultimate object of attainment. And that is to be something which is to be followed in this world. We have to follow the example of the devotees in this world. So we see that after Prahlad, there was Hanuman. And after Hanuman, the Pandavas. And after the Pandavas, the Yadus and especially Uddhav, and after that, the residents of Braj and especially the Gopis. So all the devotees he's pointing out, although they are liberated souls and they have their place in the eternal abode of the Lord, yet at that time, the Lord's pastimes were manifested in this world. So as Narada Muni was going first to Prahlad in Sutala, and then to the other devotees, they were within this universe. In order to show us the necessity of, or how to practice devotion within this world, because if he goes directly to Vaikuntha, which is already within the spiritual world, then how will we be able to follow the example of those devotees who are already necessitated and situated in that position? So by pointing out Prahlad who is within this world, and by this particular pastime, where he was showing Prahlad's greatness in relationship even to Lakshmi and Garud and other intimate associates of the Lord, he was showing the importance of bhakti, that by bhakti, even the Lord can be subjugated. And so therefore, because of Prahlad's bhakti, the Lord was pacified only by him, and it seemed that his position was greater than that of Lakshmi and so many others. So in the case of Shiv, who is, we see that in his abode, the Mukta Purushas are there, and he's representing these Mukta Purushas. So although they are liberated personalities, yet they are not doing any service for the Lord. And so he wants to show that Prahlad is actually greater than this. His position is greater than that. And he, as the representative of these Mukta Purushas, is pointing out Prahlad as superior. So that is as far as I can say. And now Gurudev can correct me and give the
here, Shankar is telling himself that Prahlad is superior than me because he is most dear servant to Krishna than me. Here, actually, I think Prahlad Maharaj is not superior than Shankar himself. But you should here consider there are two Shankars. One on the post of Shankar and one same Shankar, when freed from this and he becomes Gopiswar or Hanuman or anything else. Here in Divya and Prapanchati, Brahma is a post. So in post, Shankar is superior than Brahma post. Understand? What is the function of Brahma, that post? Brahma is not a mind, but this post is like President of America, President of, or Prime Minister of Holland. A man represents for that. When he is on this post, he will have to do his job. So Brahma is a post, Shiva is also a post. So regarding post, Shankar post is more superior than Brahma. Why? He is like Vishnu, Shankar. And he is like sometimes the very rare Vishnu. He is also more powerful than Brahma, because if a man observing 100 births very regularly and in pure way, he will observe the life of Varnashram Dharma actually, then he may be Brahma. And when Brahma will do his function more expertly and very true in sense, then after 100 births, Brahma becomes like Shiva. Then he can do the function of Shankar. Otherwise he cannot do. So Shivoshti is more superior than Brahma. Being on the post of that post of Shankar, what the function is there? At Pralaya, Shankar is Pralaya. Brahma cannot do Pralaya. Very dangerous thing. What is that Pralaya? Nothing to fear. Like a cultivator cultivates a very big farm and reached full of heat that farm is. He gives seeds of wheat very carefully, nourishes, gives water at time. And after 5 months, 6 months, when wheat is ripe and matured, then what he does? He cuts all the creepers which he planted, and he was so much always giving God and doing everything. But now with his own hands or machine, he cuts all the plants of wheat. And then takes the seed and that seed is kept. And all the fuels are burnt. So if cultivator doing so, it is not harmful. Any harmful? What will do of all the fuels? They will make so much dirty, so insects will come, serpents, snakes will be there, and disease may come. So he clears by burning them. So Shankar, taking these seeds of jeev, they are transcendental, eternal. They are not destroyed. In this world, this body is like fuel, and jivatma is like seed. Shankar takes all the seeds from all these. What? From the wheat plants. So he takes all the jivas from this body. When Brahma in lost completes his 100 years. Then Shankar comes and like a fuel, he takes the seeds of jeev, separates, and all the jivas go into the long coop of Karnabhishayi. Garbhodhai first, and all the Garbhodhai legs and legs, they may mix in Karnabhishayi. So jivas are there. They are waiting until next Brahma day begins. Some of them become liberated, some of them not liberated, but they are. And after that, whole world burns. Everything. He keeps his third name, eyes, like this. And everything. What burns? What was? Only these things. Never any jiva is not burnt. All are immortal. So this function is very high. For Brahma it is not, he has no qualified to do these things. This post is there. And he is engaged in this post that he cannot serve Krishna. So from this post, those who are liberated in hundred and thousand births, and they have given all the jobs like this, Shankar also, and always remembering, always hearing, always meditating Krishna. They have nothing to do with Brahma's job or Shankar's job. They are actually more than. So Shankar has told anywhere that the jivas who are doing so much in my life, 100 times become Shiva. They will come in this world, in this earth, like a pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj is, in this sense, is so much superior. He has nothing to do with world, nothing to create this world, nothing to demolish this world, no function all this, he has given everything. And always engaged himself, his all senses engaged in Krishna, chanting, remembering and doing so. For these kinds of us, they don't need that they should go to Krishna manifestations like Nrisimhadeva or Ram, but Ram, Nrisimhadeva, they will come to that devotees. So, Vamandev, to give darshan and always served by Prahlad Maharaj, he descends to Sotaloka all this. And there Prahlad Maharaj daily has darshan of Nrisimhadeva there, always, or Vamandev there. They are both like same. So in this sense he is telling that Shankar cannot do pranam like Prahlad Maharaj to Vamandev. He cannot tell you see because he is engaged always in his job, controlling this universe. Prahlad Maharaj has kept all these things. Nothing more. Always remembering. Savadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Sakham, Atmanivedanam. You can ask that he has a very big kingdom. He has, but he used to control all things by other prime ministers and all others, right, Brahmins. He had nothing to do himself. He was always engaged in this. So a person who has no job for maintaining this world, any job for destruction, demolishing this world, nothing, then he will be like Prahlad Maharaj. And very dear to. Also, he was new fight, no? Prahlad. So senior Vaishnav, they glorify new one to inspire them in bhakti. Oh, you are more superior than me. How? I only take something, and due to you, you give me daily. Clothes also, everything. I have not to do any job, nothing. Not to earn money. You earn money and give me. And support me. Nourishes me. You are giving my whole expense of my whole journey. What I needed, I have not a single price. Every management for devotees here. Cooking, taking prasadam,
to honor, to do all the management here. I have nothing to do. I will come for a moment and I will go and sleep and take prasadam. So you are more superior than me. Certainly. I cannot tell Harikatha if you are not here. So you are more superior than me. So Shankar can tell like this, no harm. But when Shankar giving all these jobs and he lived in Vrindavan and always seeing Ras Leela and remembering 24 hours the pastimes of Krishna with gopis and all, and he takes the name of Gopiswar, then he is not less than Prahlad. He is so superior, most superior than Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj has is not so fortunate to be in Vrindavan and to realize all these things. So perhaps something you realize, that why Shankara Ji has told Prahlad Maharaj. Here only for post, regarding post. Being on that post, they are called Gunavatar. What is that Gunavatar? What is the meaning of Gunavatar? Adopting Sata, Raja and Tama. Shankara is adopting here Raja. He is out of Raja. But yet he is doing everything in Raja, Tama. And Brahma is doing Raja. To give birth it is Raja. And to demolish and to kill and to do anything, these things are called Tama. So Shankar is doing, touching Tama. But Prahlad Maharaj is Nirgun. Bhakti is Nirguna. He has nothing to do all these jobs. Parsata, Raja and Tama. Shankar is also out of three. But he is adopting something to do world. Function. So, what Shankar is telling, it is true in one sense, but we'll have to know some other senses also, that why he is telling like so. Actually, Brahma and Shankar both are more superior than Prahlad Maharaj in bhakti. In bhakti. But yet they are. Gaur Pranam. You should do Sankirtan. I should go to rest. And then from tomorrow again our classes will be going on. You should hear and try to understand all these things and try to be established in this bhakti gradually. We are in a market. No? We think you should observe that you are in a market and there are thousands of shops there, of thousands of classes of shops are there. From beginning to iron made anything, and golden and jewels, and of Chintamani in that shop. There is an expert person who is with you, taking you to each shop and telling that, oh, this shop contains this thing. This shop more superior. This shop more superior. This shop more superior. Thousand months of iron, or any article made by iron, thousand months, and there only 1 kilo of gold, which is superior? Which is superior? Gold will be superior. Its cost is so high. And last months of gold, it will come in the level of Kohinoor jewel or anything. And less Kohinoor Hira, they will not be equal to any Chintamani. And less Chintamani cannot be equal to one name of Krishna. And also a man is taking Krishna name, and anyone is taking Radha Ramana. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Oh, and he is absorbing this Radha Ramana. This Radha Ramana is more from having a rush in that. So that expert is telling that, oh, this shop is more better, this shop is more better, more better, more better, like this. So we went first in the shop of Prayag, and after that we went to South India in a shop of King, and then he sent us to heaven, and we went in the shop of Indra. Indra sent us in the shop of Brahma, and Brahma sent to Shankar Mohan, and Shankar sent to Prahlad. Now you are Prahlad. Gaur Prahma. Yes, do Kirtan. Hare. No, not this is morning. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.